May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I'm going to start off with the collect because, for me, it teaches us the two things we learn in the lessons. And there's lots more in the lessons, but the two things I'm going to focus on. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son. Right there, restore all things. And that's exactly what Jesus was all about. And why was Jesus all about that? Because God the Father, God Almighty, was about restoring all things. Right there. Just that one phrase teaches us how grateful we should be to our Creator, because He wants to restore us even though we're all sinners. And then that's what we learn in the second part, what sin does. Sin divides and enslaves, and Jesus makes us free and brings us together. So sin destroys, and self-sacrificing builds up the body of Christ. And in the Old Testament lesson, we learn firsthand what sin does. And the shepherds were the priests. They were supposed to be taking care of the flock. Well, that didn't happen. They were more about themselves. They were self-centered, not God-centered. They were greedy. They were greedy about power, status, and money to excess without any care for others. For them, it was all about money and power and status, and that was it. And they made the people afraid of God. They didn't make God accessible. In fact, they did the exact opposite. They made it hard for people to feel comfortable to go to God. And so there was fear. There was worry. They even probably felt like just plain giving up. That's what sin does. But we learn that's not what our God wants. He doesn't want fear, because fear is actually the exact opposite of love. So He doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to be dismayed. He doesn't want one person ever created on this earth lost. And that's why He sent Jesus Christ. Now with this song, 46, this is how the shepherds should have been living, should have been acting, should have been exemplifying, should have been teaching. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. In other words, when we're in trouble, we can call on our God, and we really don't even have to, but we can call on our God because we need tangible things, because we're human beings. But God is always around us to support us, to love us, to guide and direct us. And as we read through this song, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea. And it goes on and on and on. And then finally, when we get to almost the end, we know that if we believe all the preceding verses, then verse 11 is where we should be at. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. So if we have trust and faith in our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we can be still, relax, sit back, lie back, just relax within God's presence, and know that He will never abandon us or give up on us. In fact, just the opposite. Well, Jesus knew all this, and that's that in His obedience, He was still
He always prayed. He always listened. And in Jesus' actions, in Jesus' life on earth, even what we learn in this gospel, that is why God is exalted, because of Christ. The first thing, there's four things that caught my eye. The first thing, can you imagine, and I know it's hard for us because we don't have any concept of crucifixion and the torture and mental, physical, and what that must have been like. But what was Jesus saying as he was being crucified? Father, forgive them. Basically because they don't know what the heck they're doing. They don't get it. They don't perceive your presence. But forgive them anyway. Because that's what God Almighty wanted. Everyone to be found by Christ. Reconciled to God Almighty by the power of the Holy Spirit. And whenever somebody asks me, well, do you think, you know, because I've sinned, I've done this, I've done that, do you think I'm going to get to heaven? Or do you think my, whatever, daughter, son, cousin, husband, wife, you know, aunt, uncle, do you think they're going to get to heaven? If they turn to God and want to go to heaven, I would say 100% yes, because just this statement, Father, forgive them. Then we learn, of course, this is no surprise to us, the torture that, you know, the abuse, the verbal abuse that Jesus took. The people were scoffing at him. The soldiers were mocking him. Even one of the criminals on his side was mocking him, saying, well, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And the criminal, save yourself and us. That's because he wanted to get something. He didn't believe in Christ. They knew that they were sinners, and that was it. He was, in fact, I would say the two criminals kind of represent humans. You know, we have people that sin and that's it. They don't care. They don't go any further. They don't even want to hear about God. Then you've got people that sin, but they want to turn to God and change. They might sin again, but they want to turn to God and change and believe in Christ. With the second criminal, there he was being crucified and said, don't you have fear of God Almighty? Because we deserve this. So he knew he was sinful. But what does he say about Jesus? We deserve this. We've been condemned justly for our actions. But this man has done nothing wrong. So he trusted and believed in Jesus right there at the very end of his life, knowing that he was a sinner, but he could sense the presence of God. And he says to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What an awesome thought. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. There was no demand. There was no arrogance. He just wanted Jesus to remember him. And then here it comes. What does Jesus say? Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. It was a condemned criminal. Lord only knows what that man had done. But because he asked Jesus to remember him, he was forgiven his sins and offered a place in Jesus' kingdom. All of us, every single one of us, every person on God's earth in creation, past, present, and future, everyone is offered a place in Jesus' heavenly kingdom. All that needs to be done is that we remember and ask Jesus to remember us and follow him as best as we can. Jesus' example of love, commitment, obedience, forgiveness, compassion, and patience is basically summed up in these three words at the very end of his human life walking around on earth. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus teaches us, just in that line, that there is absolutely nothing more important in our lives by his example than it is for us to trust and have faith in God no matter what. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be together. We thank you for the time that we have to have Christian fellowship, to pray, to worship, to rejoice, to ask forgiveness of our sins, and to renew our commitment to you and realize that you will remember us in your heavenly kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.